A package of sales tax recommendations that could take a chunk out of Juno's anticipated $7 million budget deficit is headed for a public hearing. KTOO's Jeremy Shea reports.
The committee recommends raising the maximum taxable value of big-ticket items from $7,500 to $14,000, limiting the senior sales tax exemption to Juno residents, limiting the senior sales tax exemption to food, fuel, and electricity, and limiting the senior sales tax exemption on all other goods to seniors with incomes below 250% of the federal poverty level. The recommendations were made piecemeal. Deputy Mayor Mary Becker chaired the committee and noted the recommendations don't constrain the Assembly's policymaking authority. One proposal the committee did not recommend was raising the age of eligibility for the senior sales tax exemption from 65 to 70 over 5 years. Here's Mary Becker.
I would certainly not personally agree to that because I think it is a double whammy.
She was referring to the combination with the other changes to the senior sales tax exemption.
I think one or the other is fine with me.
Assemblywoman Kate Troll said she saw it as a double break.
They get two good benefits. Instead of eliminating the exemption altogether, we're keeping it on essentials, we're making it needs-based.
Assemblyman Jesse Keel argued that people are living longer, healthier, and many are choosing to continue working past age 65.
And so some limited shift to reflect the realities of the world we live in, I think, is good tax policy because it keeps us in line with the economic realities of our age.
The recommendation, which the Juno Commission on Aging supported, failed in a 2-2 vote. Assemblyman Jerry Nankervis was the other no vote. Becker says she expects the Assembly's Finance Committee to take up the recommendations after the public hearing, scheduled for January 8th. In Juno, I'm Jeremy Shea.